Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Right now, I am going to give you a mini view of an author who captivated me with his weekly wisdom videos. He is Mark Van Buren. Mark is a mindful living trainer, yoga meditation instructor, personal trainer, and musician that has been promoting health and wellness for over a decade. He writes articles on meditation and yoga and has run dozens of workshops and retreats and has been asked to speak at numerous colleges. He has worked extensively with children and adults with autism and other special needs and even released two solo albums based on his inward journey through meditation under the band name Seeking the Seeker. Mark holds a Bachelor of Arts in Religious Studies from Montclair State University and two associate degrees from Bergen Community College in Exercise Science and Music. He is currently the owner and head instructor of Live Free Yoga Studio in River Edge, New Jersey, and that's livefreeforlife.com. And in recent years, he is a best-selling author. And today we are going to tease you with his upcoming book release, An Honest Approach to a More Peaceful Life, to be released summer of 2018. So let's get started. Welcome to the network, Mark.
Thank you. How's it going?
Everything's good here today. I've been very mindful today, knowing that I was going to speak with you. I prepared mentally. How's that?
That's good.
And I want to talk about the book that's coming out in the summer of 2018. It already was published once before, but it's coming out under a new publishing company. Tell us about that and give us the title.
Sure. So the title of the book is Be Your Shitty Self, An Honest Approach to a More Peaceful Life. And it came out under Bryce Cohen Publishing. Actually, the owner of that is a friend of mine, and he does great work with self-publishing books for publishers, and it really got me a firm start to move on to my next phase, which is now going to be under Wisdom Publication.
So that's coming out summer of 2018. Will there be any changes to the book?
I'm sure there'll be some re-edits, but I'm pretty sure it'll basically be, for the most part, the same book. Maybe, you know, different cover page, some new edits. Maybe they may ask me to add a few things. I'm not sure. They're going to be starting the process in a few weeks, I would assume.
I kind of like the cover that you have.
I know, me too, but, you know, it's out of my hands at this point.
Now, that's an interesting title, Be Your Shitty Self. How did that come along?
There's two reasons, really, why I called it that. The first reason was I was listening to a talk, and I honestly don't remember who it was by, but And someone in the audience said, you know, I've been practicing meditation for 30 years now, and I'm very mindful of myself throughout the day, and done all these retreats, and he says, I'm still just my same shitty self, you know, and, you know, that really resonated with me, because it's like, I've been doing this for about 10 years now, gone on dozens of retreats, ranging from one day to 10 days of just silence and meditation. I even lived with the monks and nuns at Dharma Drum Retreat Center, the Chan Buddhist Center in New York State. I was there for 30 days, and you know, I really did a lot of this practice. And you know, I had the hope that I would have some great enlightenment experience that would take me away from the problems in my life, from the suffering I experienced, you know, in the world, but also internally with myself. And you know, that's it's kind of a fantasy that we have on the spiritual path, that we're going to have some mystical, magical unity with the universe or oneness, and then magically all our problems are going to be solved. And, you know, there's actually a great book by Jack Kornfield called After the Ecstasy, The Laundry, that really tackles this issue of this kind of fantasy, and it talks to great spiritual teachers who've had deep enlightenment experiences, but then they talk about what happens after, and a lot of this anxiety or, you know, months of depression. You know, you have to come back down from the mountain at some point. You can't live up there forever. So it's basically a book, or my book is telling people that's okay to be who you are, and that these practices are not meant to make you some spiritual superhuman, but to make you fully human and to come fully into yourself. And I study mainly Buddhism, and it's a very Buddhist approach, but it's also a very radical approach to self-help. Just radical acceptance of who you are. You don't have to change it. You start observing it. You start accepting it. You start including it. And then, of course, there's choices. It's a kind of dynamic acceptance, if you want to call it that. It's not like you just passively accept everything all the time like you're some tree. But you're fully engaged in your life from this place of acceptance. And then, you know, once you can see clearly by cultivating mindfulness through meditation and just mindfulness in daily activity, then you can start to see, is this thought going to lead to wholesome, you know, results or unwholesome results? If it's unwholesome, then you can let it go because you've seen clearly that thoughts arise and cease on their own, emotions arise and cease on their own, cravings, whatever it is, everything that arises ceases. And once you start to see this, then you can pick and choose which thoughts to follow, which thoughts to engage with and cultivate with, which emotions you can express, how you can express them. And it's just a process of waking up. And of course, you know, the title is just my sick and twisted humor as well. I just thought it would be funny if you're going through the self-help section and you see a book titled Be Your Shitty Self. I've always kind of laughed at that idea.
I love it. It grabs you. And it's like you say, it stands out from all the rest of the similar type books. Well, everybody wants to attain some level of enlightenment. And it's just a shame that it's so difficult for us to allow ourselves to do that. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. And to kind of further that, it really comes down to that grass is greener syndrome, you know, that we think that all these years of meditation, something in it, there's something in it for us. But, you know, in truth, meditation, at least from the Buddhist perspective, has nothing to do with self at all. In fact, it's about seeing that there never really was a solid self that we need to better to begin with, that there was just all these causes and conditions and things interacting and changing. You know, it's like the Mississippi River. You can go see the river whenever you want, every year, and you can call it the Mississippi River like it's one static, unchanging thing. But when you go there, you see that it's a constant flow of water, and the water is always different. The things flowing through the water are always different. So there's not a permanent thing that you can point to and say, oh, that's the Mississippi River. But, you know, at the same time, we have to acknowledge that there's something there that's moving. So we have names and conveniences, you know, for these things. But the idea that we're going to get something or that there's this self that's bad and you need to become better, all these ideas really block people from gaining anything at all from the practice.
And today, with so much technology going on, I'm always in shock as I watch people constantly fiddling with their phones, and you talk about being mindful. I think it's almost disappeared. Give us maybe some advice that people can grasp onto here as to say, how can we become more mindful in an era where we are just so, or thinking that we have to be so connected to everything and everyone else?
Sure. I mean, Brad Warner is an author, and one of his titles of his book, or one of his books, can answer that. And his book title is literally Sit Down and Shut Up. you know, not to be so blunt about it, but to just take time every day to sit down, to just be in the moment, to experience yourself, to see what's going on. And an even easier option is just pay attention. Mm-hmm. Just start to see, like, what is going on? You know, we think we're free. We're in America. We think we can do whatever we want, right? So we think freedom. But the truth is, most of us are just habitually going through our lives, acting unconsciously and habitually to certain things. You feel this way, you do this. You get in this situation, this is what you do. And, you know, we're not free at all. We're just kind of on, you know, this habitual way of reacting. And so if we start paying attention, that's really part of mindfulness, is just to see clearly, to see what's going on in mind, what's going on in body. And not only, okay, I see it, but also how involved are you with what you're seeing? How identified with it are you, with the thoughts, with the feelings, with the body sensations? There's something in Tibetan Buddhism called Zenpa, and it's kind of like this sticky quality of an emotion or of a thought, and it kind of catches you, and you get hooked on it. And it's really seeing this stickiness quality of our emotions and our thoughts, and then also learning how to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, paying attention really is the way to go. And how do you ultimately do that is by practicing. You know, you sit down, you face a wall, and you just pay attention to what's going on. Now, at the beginning, you're going to have like an object to focus on because, you know, for most of us, we haven't trained our mind. So our mind is all over the place, and we're very much involved with it. We believe our thoughts. We think they're real, and we think that they're who we are. So at first, we're very caught. If you don't have something to focus on, then you'll just be caught in your mind for the 20 minutes that you decide to sit down. But if you have something like the breath or a mantra or, you know, candle gazing or whatever it is that you prefer, something in the present moment that can keep you grounded. So it's almost like an anchor on a ship that is just in this crazy ocean, you know. Mm-hmm. At least, you know, you might get pulled away a little bit, but you have that anchor to bring yourself right back.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. Thank you for that. And another thing that can really help with this is your weekly wisdom videos. I found myself watching one after the other. So those are fun to learn from. Tell us a bit about those.
Sure. I just, you know, I really just want to get these teachings out to as many people as possible. Ever since I started, you know, I'm not like some master or some big time guru or anything, but, you know, I understand the teachings and I know from my own experience that they work, and I know that I can share the things that have worked for me, and put them out there for people to experiment with. And, you know, they're not, the things that I teach are not meant to be like, just believe me, they're true. It's very much like, you know, during the Buddha's time, he would always say, don't just believe this, apply it and see. If it leads to wholesome results, then, you know, cultivate it, practice it. But if you find something that I tell you doesn't lead to wholesome results, then throw it away. And that's the kind of attitude I have towards it. I just want to put it out there for people to hear. And honestly, there's a lot of New Age stuff out there that can give a lot of people false hopes and ideas. And I remember talking to one lady who had lung cancer, and she went to a meditation workshop where they basically told her she caused it because of her thinking.
Oh.
Now, I'm not going to deny the fact that certain thoughts can cause stress, and stress might be able to, you know, bring about or be one factor of a disease or illness.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell someone that it's their fault. So on top of having cancer, you already feel horrible about it. You have to go through treatments. You're uncomfortable. Now, on top of it, it's, hey, you did it. It's mm-hmm. your fault. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that it's just not right. And that's not what, you know, but people are teaching that, you know. And at the end of the day, life is going to be life. It's going to be difficult. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be pain. Nothing like a crystal is not going to change that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There may be, again, there may be some effects of crystals on certain things. I don't know. I am not a scientist, but, you know, I like to have that no BS style approach. I want to give people something practical that they can experience for themselves, that they can see in their own lives, that isn't giving any false hopes about anything. That's just saying, this is life. This is how it is. See for yourself and try to align yourself with that truth that you find.
Well, I think you said it right there, and I like that you have that no BS approach, and I think the title of your book pretty much says that. I mean, come on, folks, be your shitty self, and here's an honest approach to a more peaceful life. I love it, love it, and I'm glad that you gave us a little tease as to what we can expect when this comes out in the summer of 2018, which will be here in a minute. So where can folks go then to learn more about you and to watch these videos?
Sure. Well, we have the YouTube videos, which would be youtube.com/author Mark Van Buren. All of my feeds basically are author Mark Van Buren. Instagram, my name's at author Mark Van Buren. So basically, if you Google search that, You can probably find me on that.
All right. So the website is authormarkvanburen.com.
Yep.
All righty. Well, thank you for today. I think we, in a short amount of time, we picked up a lot of hints and tips and encourage folks, seriously, to head over to your website and to YouTube to watch those weekly wisdom videos. They're fun and easy to listen to, and I know you're going to learn from it. So, author markvanburen.com. Mark, thank you for today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been really fun.